Jason Alexander's family has owned the Budget Lodging Hotel in St. Clair for nearly three decades. He says the first reservation for next Monday came from a man in Oklahoma in 2011.
So yeah, I've known about the eclipse longer than most people, and that's definitely the earliest booking that I have ever even had anyone request.
Alexander expects the majority of rooms to be booked throughout Eclipse Weekend with strong business from outside the U.S.
We have people from Japan, Australia, New Zealand, the U.K., and Canada.
Along with sleeping, all of those people will have to eat. And one of the most popular spots in St. Clair is Lewis Cafe on the main drag downtown. The restaurant is run by the same family that opened it in 1938. Manager Daniel Holmes says they are adding staff to handle the anticipated spike in eclipse-related business.
About five people on the floor on a normal day. We're probably going to have at least 10 or 11, you know, just an extra person each position.
Like many business leaders throughout the city of 5,000, Holmes is not revealing any predictions on how much extra money the restaurant will bring in, but he says it should be a healthy bump, enough to put a little extra in some paychecks.
I would hope we'd be able to pay for everybody for holiday pay after this. You know what I mean? That's the plan.
The city is getting decked out for the big event that should add to its coffers. A pop-up store selling items like Eclipse t-shirts and sunglasses is a few doors down from the cafe. Many rundown buildings and storefronts have been spruced up to give visitors the best impression of the community. City Administrator Travis Durker is not providing an estimate on the anticipated economic impact, but is willing to make a prediction on the number of people who will converge on St. Clair.
My estimate has come anywhere between 15 and 20,000, give or take some, either way. I think that's a decent amount.
Communities even smaller than St. Clair are also in the shadow of the eclipse, and that is leading to some entrepreneurs hoping to make a buck or two in places like Sullivan and Herman. Those are among the towns where online lodging company Airbnb has reported eclipse-related spikes in homeowners renting rooms or entire houses. Company spokesman Brett Bright says with rates ranging from a few $100s to perhaps a few thousand a night, it's a chance to make what many would consider some easy money.
You keep 97% of that, so you know that's great for them. But it's also potentially really meaningful for some of the merchants in these communities, the restaurants, the shops.
If sleeping among the stars in the hours before the celestial event is more your style, there will be some first-come, first-served spots in Missouri State Parks, but you'll need to act quickly over the next few days. 16 parks are holding special eclipse events, and that means adding extra workers and volunteers right on the heels of the Missouri State Fair. Gene Vail with Missouri State Parks admits it's a huge undertaking, but the payoff goes beyond money and should be well worth it.
When totality comes, everything stops. We are going to let people experience that. That's what this is all about.
And he points out that once Monday is over, planning among many southeast Missouri towns and businesses will start all over. That section of the state is in the path of another eclipse in 7 years. But Vail plans to be retired by then.
17 is for the people of Missouri. 2024 is for me. I'm going to go. I'm going to go enjoy that one without being an organizer running things.
For St. Louis Public Radio, I'm Wayne Pratt.